Now, John, we don't have time to mention every one of these dastardly people, but if you had to choose a single most public enemy number one, sure, who is a cabinet or that rank level in the Trump administration, it would be?
Jeff Sessions. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look, Jeff Sessions is a power base unto himself. He is somebody who's wrangled with the president on some issues, and yet he's not gone. He's still very much there. He was out the other day announcing DACA. Or the reversal of DACA. He is an incredibly powerful person within this administration. He heads a department that, you know, in so many cases in this administration, the name of a department becomes the opposite of what it's trying to do. An Environmental Protection Agency headed by a guy who doesn't want to protect the environment. Mm-hmm. In this case, a Justice Department headed by a guy who's not interested in justice.
Right.
And I think that it is both his background and his deep, deep passion. He's a wild-eyed ideologue. He is a true believer, and that's why I group him, you know, with the, you know, some of these wicked messengers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sessions, his history is incredible, right? I start the chapter out by saying, what can be said about Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III that hasn't already been said by Dr. David Duke? because he's a hero to some incredibly radical people on the right.
Yeah.